All right, we'll go on with Revelation chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, "Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This is the impostor. He is not on a great white horse. He's got a bow with no arrows. He comes in saying, "Peace, and by peace will destroy many." This is the statue that you find outside the front of the United Nations building in New York City. We're at the UN Millennial Summit. This prince, this false prince of peace, this little p false prince of peace imposter, the Antichrist, picked up the whole tab on the UN Millennial Summit. Yes, it was his picture on the cover, because he personally picked up the tab for the thousands of religious mucky mucks and their entourages to put them up for about 6 weeks in Manhattan. Just pocket change for this guy. And all the heads of state and their entourages put them up in Manhattan for about 6 weeks for the UN Millennial Summit. Yes, this is the imposter on this white horse. This is not a great white horse. He has a bow and no arrows. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously. Oh, we're talking about him upon the great white horse. Hallelujah. We're talking about the true Messiah, not the false one now. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. He will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him there were red horses speckled and white, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josadak, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the Branch, all capital letters, Branch, the Branch from the root of Jesse, hallelujah, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yeshua shall build the temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and he shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yes, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. For I will not dare speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having harps of God. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, and chosen, and faithful. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he hath a name written that no man knew but he himself. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard a second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And there went out another beast that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. It's no accident that this horse that takes peace from the earth is red. This is for the red. Anyone who knows that the biggest bang for the ruble has always been American technology. Why do you think it is that Russian modern fighter aircraft look just like U.S. modern fighter aircraft? Why is it, do you think, that the Russian space shuttle is identical in its appearance to the United States space shuttle? In recent years, a level of treason has been committed that is beyond imagination almost. It's almost unthinkable. You see, the rulers of this world serve their god Lucifer. Lucifer, the father of lies, who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And these men who think they are so wise never seem to understand that the god of this world, Lucifer, the father of lies, the one who comes to steal and kill and destroy, is going to destroy them as soon as he's finished using them. Oh, they're not wise. They think they're wise. Proclaiming themselves to be wise, they have become fools. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto a great sword. Yes, it was given through the highest level of treason that one can imagine. And in very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up, to show in thee my power. Brethren, I hope you hear this. And in very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass, that thou shouldest be to lay waste defense cities unto ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, and as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it's grown up. Son of man, the king of Babylon caused his army to serve a great service against. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled, yet had he no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. And therefore thus saith the Lord God, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army, for his labor wherewith he served against it, because they wrought for me, saith the Lord God. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, but I will break, and he shall groan before him with groanings of a deadly wounded man. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms shall fall down, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven hath he given into thy hand, and hath made thee a ruler over them all. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were there red horses speckled and white. In the first chariot were red horses, in the second chariot black horses. And Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. It's no accident that the dragon is red either, brethren. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. Oh yes, brethren, it's no wonder that this beast upon which the woman sits is a scarlet-colored beast for the red. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns, fullness of power, fullness of power. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. "They shall put you out of the synagogues," Jesus said. "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Yes, brethren, the cross and suffering and tribulation is a part of the gospel as surely as anything else is a part of the gospel. There's no suffering for you, darling. "Oh, God loves you so much, before anything bad happens, you're out of here," is a lie. It's a lie, brethren. The gospel has a cross for you and me. "Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Be not therefore thou ashamed. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth, These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. They overcame the Antichrist. Oh, brethren, we are called to be overcomers in this Antichrist war on the saints. And the saints, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, you heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads nor in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah, brethren. Oh, don't take that mark. Hallelujah. Rejoice if we are counted worthy to suffer for him. Oh, every martyr that went before us, brethren, could have been delivered, but they chose not to be delivered, that they might attain unto a better resurrection. Oh, glory to God. Let us be overcomers. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Look to the cross, brethren. Look to the cross. The blood is on the mercy seat. We are redeemed. There's hard physical evidence of it. Look to the cross. Look at that cross. That's God on that cross. He laid down his godhood to pay a price that I couldn't pay for my sins and your sins. Hallelujah. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone and that there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. And if I wet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. And I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revengers upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations. with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and he will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of these, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lion. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward. There is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there any among us, any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn? Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thine garments like him that treadeth the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon mine garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And one said to the man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? And shall not God avenge his own elect? Jesus Christ said this, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? For these be the days of vengeance. All things which are written may be fulfilled. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And I heard the angel of the water say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another angel out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Brethren, vengeance is the exclusive domain of God Almighty. Christians are armed to stop kill. That's the reason that Christians are armed, to stop killing, not to kill. Brethren, whatever you do, do not take vengeance into your own hands. Trust God. He will settle all accounts righteously. He will take vengeance. Precious in the death of the Lord, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. Whatever it be, let God handle the vengeance. It doesn't make any difference what anybody does to you, because I know what he has done for you. Brethren, do not take vengeance. Vengeance is the exclusive domain of God Almighty. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell under the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Oh, brethren, he can handle the vengeance department. When he rises up in wrath, only his people will be able to stand. And his people know that he has exclusive domain over the vengeance department. Oh, brethren, understand, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Brethren, understand that those who mess with you just do not know your big brother. And if they don't know our big brother, they sure cannot know our Father. He's going to settle all accounts. Stay clear of touching the vengeance area. Let that be the exclusive domain of God Almighty. Hallelujah.